Do you have kids? Looking for a fun, inviting way to wear them out and help them stay healthy and fit? Then look no further, my friends. WrestleFit Junior is exactly what you're looking for. Certified personal trainer and pro wrestler Superman Onyx will treat your mini you to a fitness program like no other. With exercises like running the ropes to tire flips and combining healthy eating habits and personal accountability, your child will earn the conditioning of a pro wrestler without the bumps. Stop by the Now Training Center at 625 Eastgate Parkway, Blacklick, Ohio 43004, or visit WrestleFitJr.com on Facebook for class schedules and book an appointment today.
Oh, the new world champion?
I need a second.
The new champion for All Elite Wrestling? Mr. Samoa Joe?
Put the jack in jackassery.
Shopping cart down a hill.
I'll do it.
I see it
I'll
now.
I'll do it for free.
I see it now. I certainly hope so, because I don't have the money to pay you for it.
Well, I mean, you could slide me a buck.
I could.
You cheap bastard.
Wow.
It's like SpongeBob meets Mr. Krabs over here.
Get back in places.
I have a disability, I would hope. Are you my friend or aren't you?
I don't want to ignore our dozen of fans. That would be terrible.
Our dozen of fans. I like it. We are humble.
It means but let's make no worries exactly for the rest of your days.
It's our problem-free philosophy. Hakuna Matata.
And welcome back, everybody, to another off-the-wall edition of To the Turnbuckle. It's Thursday. That means we ride high. That means we talk shit. And that means we get hit.
Sometimes not even in that order.
Absolutely. All right. So we got to run those ropes. But first, some news to touch on. The AEW Dynamite.
Wait. What are we doing?
We're going to run the ropes.
We're going to run the ropes.
But not yet.
Oh.
Not yet. Some news to touch on.
Oh, but I thought that's what running the ropes is for. Breaking news.
Well, it's not. It's not like worthy running the ropes news.
Oh. Oh, okay. Sorry. I wasn't sure.
I mean.
Throwing me curveballs over here. I'm doing a lot.
I am a curveball. And no, I don't have Peronis.
Is it what you shared in the chat?
Yeah. Dynamite's ratings are out for Wednesday. They averaged 762,000 viewers on TBS, down 7% from the previous week. It's the third lowest audience total the show has done so far in 2024. Dynamite drew a 0.26 rating in that key 18 to 49 demo. That's down 13.3% from last week and also ties Dynamite's third lowest rating in that category of the year. Now, the show did face stiff competition from the NBA play-in tournament. Well, we all like, playoffs, baby! Playoffs.
We're talking about playoffs?
Playoffs? Got to win a game. Playoffs. I love that you and I just both seamlessly understood that's Jim Moore. Let's go.
Right?
And we didn't plan that at all.
No, we did not.
Dynamite beat everything on cable in the demo except the NBA-related programming. As compared to the same week in 2023, Dynamite's overall viewership was down 8.2%, while its 18 to 49 demo was down 7.1%. Both drops are less than the decline of overall cable viewership in the same time frame. Say what you want about Dave Meltzer's reporting, folks, but his website does great breaking down everything.
Yeah.
Great at it. So, and then other piece of news to touch on. We talked about how Collision's going to be a banger, right?
Banger.
Well, it just got even bigger.
Oh, my God.
There's been a trios match added to Collision. Let me make sure I got it right.
From the third biggest fight company in the world?
Third biggest fight company in the world. What's up, Junior? How are you, brother? Nice. Hey, buddy. How you doing? Am I going to see you Saturday?
Is there food?
I didn't go to the store yet.
As I turn on my microphone, I didn't go to the store for more stuff. Lauren told me she got hemp. Oh, that's what I asked. Is there more?
Oh, yeah.
Nice. This break in fatherly love is brought to you by Snapmare and Bruiser Nation Podcast Network. No, it's fine. Okay, go.
You know, Jason McCarthy, podcast host, podcast producer, but always a dad.
Always a dad. I can't turn it off.
Number one.
Son of a bitch.
Jason McCarthy. All right, a new match has been added to the lineup for AEW Collision. A trios match. Adam Copeland, Mark Briscoe, and Eddie Kingston will take on Top Flight in Action on Andretti at Collision. Trios match. There you go.
It's going to be a banger.
Banger.
I'm excited. Ooh. You mean the pilot's back?
The pilot.
That's weird, but cool at the same time. They're going to talk about that ridiculously on commentary.
Why wouldn't they?
I know, right? That's so cool.
He's a pilot.
That's the best. Getting his pilot license.
So we got a trios match for Collision. Of course, we'll have a trios match of Dynasty. If you enjoy Adam Copeland, there you go. All right.
All we need. It's for the Bullet Club Gold to get them trios championships. Seems to be a lot of trios getting involved again, which is something that's been sorely missed on AEW television.
AEW television.
The trios championships meaning something.
All right. Well, let's. What do you say we run the ropes?
How do we run the ropes?
Huh?
How do we get the energy to run the ropes?
Well, thanks to our good friends at
Dummy! Are you tired of feeling sluggish and drained during the day? Are you seeking an energy boost that won't leave you with the jitters or crashes? Look no further than Dummy Energy. Our unique ingredient, coffee fruit cherry extract, provides laser focus and fast reflex effects perfect for gamers and creators. You can tell I haven't read this spot in a minute. Dummy Energy is the superior choice with a carefully selected blend of 10 essential ingredients for focus and concentration, including important amino acids and vitamins you won't find in regular canned energy drinks. Transparency matters to us, which is why our labels disclose full ingredient amounts and our products are free from fillers, artificial colors, and dyes. Plus, they're sugar-free, maltodextrin-free, and keto-friendly.
Keto-friendly.
And our listeners out there, keto dieters, don't even know what that is. With a variety of clean and delicious energy drinks, including flavors like Calio Cream, Push and Punch, and Galaxy Grenade, and our favorite, Big Energy Tears.
Whew. Tears!
W Energy is something for everyone. Don't just take our word for it. W Energy is even mom-approved as America's tastiest gaming energy drink of 2023. Ready to level up your energy? Check out our products at the W Energy website and join the community of those striving to improve and use the code BUCKLE for 10% off each and every order you place at W.GG. Okay, now we can run the ropes.
All right, let's run those ropes.
Run the ropes.
Let's start it off with talking about the Tribal Chief. Roman Reigns is said to be off WWE television for an indefinite period of time, according to what WrestleVotes has heard. WrestleVotes, of course, has broken a lot of things in the past. Even so, Roman Reigns will continue to have substantial creative input on the Bloodline story. All right, Jason, I want your thoughts. What do you think about Roman Reigns, you know, having a lot of time off, number one? Number two, he's going to continue to have a big say in the Bloodline story. I don't know, that sounds like old hat to me, brother.
I mean, it sounds
brother.
Hulk Hogan-y.
Yeah, let's where's the beach?
But he's not using it to further himself at the moment. He's using it to further his family.
He's had 4 years to further himself.
Exactly. Now it's time to further the family.
Are you still excited? Are you still invested? Are you still
with
him?
Yeah, I'm invested in what Roman's going to do when he comes back.
When do you think he's coming back?
Summer for Survivor Series?
What Summerfest, yes.
in between SummerSlam and Survivor Series.
So maybe SummerSlam, maybe Survivor Series, maybe somewhere in between.
That's my kayfabe pro wrestling answer.
All right.
Summer Series.
Summer Series, hell yeah. The newest, hottest PLE WWE presents Summer Series.
I'm suing if they do that. Cease and desist.
You've heard of the G1 Climax? Well, get ready for Summer Series.
And then they would take their cheapest lawyer and crush me under their thumb. It It'd be worth it,
they,
though.
They learned it from the best.
They did. I mean, that's what lawyers do.
All right. Tony Khan, did you see him?
I saw. It's cool.
Sure. We can forget about any working together for a long time. Never say never, of course.
Never say never.
But we can kind of forget about it for the longest time, in the words of Billy Joel. He said, and I'm paraphrasing here because I don't feel like pulling up the full quote.
That's fair.
But he essentially said, and correct me if I'm wrong, again, I'm paraphrasing, he essentially said that WWE's hatred and AEW's hatred for one another is fuel for the industry. Did he say that?
He did.
Within...
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. That's what he said. That's what Tony Khan said.
When I saw this, I went, look at my feet. I can't wait to hear what Jason has to say about this. So, Mr. Mac Daddy Bruiser Nation, buckler of them all, what are your thoughts?
It's fine.
God, what an anticlimax. I didn't care if it was going to be good or bad. I just thought you'd have a lot of thoughts on it. Instead, you got, it's fine.
I mean...
I didn't know if it was going
to... I think WWE and AEW hatred is putting it on a little thick. Just call it like it is and say that Triple H and Tony Khan don't like each other.
That's pretty clear.
I don't think it's locker room received that way. Sure, they want to do better and have bigger houses than the other company and pull out a bigger paycheck than their friend in the other company. Sure, friendly competition. But I don't know, man. It's a work, brother. It's a work. Triple H is going to return to the ring to wrestle Tony Khan because he won't have to take a bump. Because that wouldn't make sense if Tony Khan.
So Tony's going to bump for him?
Sure.
That's going to look like Bischoff bumping for Flair in 99 at Circuit.
When has any booker done a good bump?
Vince isn't horrible at it.
Sometimes he is.
Vince wasn't horrible at it. Like the, you know, he, in.
Oh, no. He took a really bad stunner.
Well, you know, the first one was bad and the last one was bad. But in between, he took a lot
of
good ones.
There were some good ones in there, I guess.
And really, he did all he could to make it a good bump off the cage at St. Valentine's Day Massacre.
That was great.
You know, because he launched himself off. Because he's blatantly, a madman. Because
they were still using that fucking metal-ass cage. And except it was black instead of blue. Jesus.
Just paint it, pal. So I thought that was interesting by Tony. Because, like, again, and you and I talk about this a fair amount privately. I don't know about hatred, but they shouldn't like each other.
I'm saying, like, they don't. I don't. Yeah. I think hate's a really strong word. They shouldn't like each other, but, like hate's a really strong word.
Tony Khan and Triple H don't do, at least in my estimation so far, what Vince did to Ted Turner. And because Vince would always undercut.
Yeah.
Because what Vince would do was say, well, we're not in the same business. You're in the pro wrestling business. I'm in the sports entertainment business.
Was it the same interview that he said, well, I mean, if the story was right and that he'd work with Hunter?
I think he said under the right circumstances he'd consider it. Yeah, it's an interesting thought. And I'm sure he would consider it. I think he'd be very reluctant to do it.
If it helps both companies, it's not a big deal.
I don't think he wants to help both companies. I think he wants to help his company.
Well, I mean, equally. Yeah. Both companies get the same out of it. Like, it's not...
And it's not
like his deal with, like, how TNA... He was supposed to help TNA get higher up. And New Japan and stuff like that. Like, this would be a complete mutual relationship, and I know the perfect guy to facilitate it. He's this guy called the World's Strongest Man.
Old Mizark Henry?
Old Mizark Henry. Gets along very well with Tony Khan. He's friends with Hunter.
I don't believe it ever happens. I don't believe
it. No, that's fair. I'm going to hold on to hope. That's my hope spot, okay? Mark Henry is my hope spot.
And I would rather... I'm glad they don't like each other, and I don't mean as I hope the wrestlers all get along. I'm talking about Tony Khan, Triple H, or Tony Khan, Ari Emanuel, or whomever. You're in the same business. We are competing, and like I said, unlike Vince, where he would go, well, we're not in the same business. I'm sports entertainment. They're pro wrestling. Triple H doesn't seem to have that philosophy.
No, because they say pro wrestling.
I'm sure he would have that philosophy if it fit his narrative in a moment.
Yeah, but I don't
because
know.
Because he learned from the Spin Master himself.
Yeah, but most people hate that term.
And so I like that they don't like each other because you shouldn't.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, the company has done plenty to undercut you. At the end of the day, Triple H has done plenty to undercut you. At the end of the day, AEW has done plenty to try and crab on WWE too. Like, you shouldn't like each other, and you should want to not see the other fail, but you should want to be better. You should want to be better. You should want to... AEW should want to be the number one wrestling company, sports entertainment company, whatever in the world. That's what they should want. And they should do anything they can to try and achieve that.
They should.
And WWE should do the same thing.
And I'm kind of excited for next year when they take 2 weeks shooting at AEW and them not really doing anything about it. Mind games, man. They're playing mind games with them for 2 weeks.
And so for me, I'm fine with the fact that they don't like each other. That's great.
That's fine. Okay.
That's great. I don't want you to pretend you like each other. You're pals. You're not pals. They're trying to... WWE wants to see you out of business as a brand and a company. They're not trying to, you know, they're not trying to make it happen. But if you don't think that Ari Emanuel and Triple H wouldn't be having a glass of champagne at you going under, you're out of your mind, in my estimation.
Yeah, that's fair.
I'm not saying they want wrestlers to lose a job, but they would like to see AEW go away.
I don't know if we'd go that far.
I do. I think that because they...
I don't know if...
They like to walk around with their big giant, you know...
I don't know.
Wheelbarrow balls.
Hunter knows what's... That he needs a healthy wrestling industry. He can't have all ex-college athletes. That's not going to work.
Well, we'll see, but I do. I think they both want to... They don't want to kill each other, but they're fine if the other one goes away. That's my estimation. I may be wrong.
That could be true.
Let's talk about the guy that built one of those companies.
Yay.
Vincent Kennedy McMahon.
That guy.
There's been a lot of news about him in the last week.
There has.
Number one, he registered every remaining stock he has for sale. Now, I want to caveat that real quick. We'll break it down. That does not mean they are sold. That does not mean they're going to sell. That means he would take the right offer.
If you want to come buy it.
That does not mean that he is definitely getting out. That doesn't mean that he's definitely staying in. Or don't make too much of it until it sells. So that's interesting. Do you want to break that down before we move on to the other piece of business? Or how do you want to do it? Or do you want me to say it and then we'll couple it all together? NBC ran a news piece profile on VKM, talking about what he's been doing since his WWE resignation. You know, he resigned in January, and here's what he's been allegedly doing. And I say allegedly because NBC is not exactly a wrestling publication, so I don't know how much I would trust their views on covering wrestling because they just don't cover it regularly. Now, if Dave Meltzer ran this piece, I think I'd believe it more, and I know some people go, well, why would you believe Dave more than you would NBC in this case? Because Dave has covered wrestling for like 40 years. NBC and other mainstream news sources only cover events when he's in the news for bad reasons. That's it.
That's fair.
So that's why I would take a wrestling profile and say it's almost definitely gospel versus this. But here's what NBC says he's doing. He is cooperating with authorities regarding the federal investigation. He is not expecting criminal charges to come. They did take one of his phones, and he is cooperating with them on that. He's not fighting anything or anything of that nature, which is smart. You shouldn't.
Yeah, just let them do their job.
You should certainly help them all you can because then you can, a negotiation can take place. He is expecting to settle with Janelle Grant. We'll see if that takes place. He is keeping in touch with three individuals, technically all three are related to WWE in some way, because, one of them's a Hall of Famer. It's not the guy, it's not the, not the two you think. He is keeping in touch with The Rock, John Cena, and former President Donald Trump. They are all three reportedly in contact, not together. I don't think they're doing the chain call.
Dude, they got a fucking group chat.
Hey. But he's reportedly in touch with those three individuals. He and former President Trump don't talk about their legal issues, which doesn't surprise me. They're actually friends, if those two can have friends. I don't know. They have people they can use. But I'm not surprised that he's in contact with John Cena. John Cena has defended Vince to the utmost. He defended him during his original retirement. He defended him last year. He defended him this year. John Cena is loyal to Vince McMahon. Some would say to a fault. Some would say. Guys like Travis would say. I am a little surprised that he's in touch with The Rock, and that is because of Rock standing on the board and things of that nature. He has reportedly not contacted any other higher-ups at WWE. He has allegedly moved on from WWE. He's kind of accepted that his time in WWE is over. That is, again, the allegation. So, as I said on this show, and then I'll kick it to you, but I want to paint a picture. I said on this show 3-4 weeks ago that he is clearly stockpiling money for a reason, and people quickly went when I said this, because I've been saying it for a while, and people, well, certainly for lawsuits, there's going to be more that comes out, and yada, yada, yada. And I'm not saying that isn't the case, but I don't think that's the way Vince's brain is currently working. I said 3 or 4 weeks ago that I believe he's stockpiling because he's going to start another wrestling promotion. The growing scuttlebutt now is, as you have seen, that he is at least considering or giving thought or credence to maybe, could, might, because now Meltzer's covered it. WrestleNomics, Brandon Thurston has covered it. Others are covering it as well. Awful Announcing, who's a mainstream publication, has said he would start another promotion. They ran a whole article speculating on if he might. So, I believe to the utmost, unless federal charges come, and they very well could. I have no idea. I don't know what they found. No idea. But if things stay as they are, and no federal charges come, and there isn't like a ass load of victims that come out all Bill Cosby style, I think he's going to start another company in 2025. I keep asking you because it keeps becoming what appears to be more and more likely. We found out this week he has a non-compete clause until 1 year after his resignation. That would be January 26, 2025. Vince McMahon at our non-compete is just the most ironic thing in the world.
It's the best. I love that.
It's the most ironic thing in the world.
Take that, buddy. Yours is long, too.
A whole year. Of course, he probably never thought he would leave, and so...
Probably not.
Like, whatever. He probably was thinking, I'll sign it.
Yeah, that's fine.
You were...
What do I sign, pal?
You didn't knock it down like many have, but you weren't overly confident that it was happening. The more you hear, are you like me in the fact if he's going to give this one more go with something else because he's that spiteful?
I totally believe he would. And I wasn't like poo-pooing.
No,
yours.
But you just
Mine
kinda...
was, I think, a better alternative for Vince is to do something that he always wanted to do. He didn't want to be in the wrestling business. He wanted to be a movie maker. Go do that. But it's Vince McMahon, and he's spiteful, and he's going to try to make his own wrestling company just to stick it to everybody that made him leave. Because it's Vince McMahon.
It looks like that's happened.
I still think he should just make a movie studio.
He's reportedly taking vacations.
I got that right.
He's gone to Italy and places of that nature. And he brought back a bunch of kittens and puppies for friends to adopt, according to NBC.
I got that right.
Look, he has a heart.
I didn't go that far. I just said eventually he'd learn how to take a fucking vacation.
I think that could be just like with the neck issue and the steroid trial. I'm not the kind of individual that would do these heinous acts.
Oh, yeah, all that extra stuff with the puppies and shit, that's PR. Yeah, but the vacation itself, that's not good PR. I mean, in the situation, not a lot of people have the money to just fly to Italy.
He's
that's
taking
not
some
good
vacations.
PR.
He's having dinner in New York. He seems to be doing okay, but of course, here's my great question, and there's no way that NBC or any other publication can document this. What happens when he closes the door of his penthouses? What's he thinking? You know what I'm saying? Because that's when Vince McMahon is dangerous. Yeah, I mean, we're all one way when we got company and we're out and about. But when he closes that door and puts down that shoe polish hair on the pillow, what's he thinking? I firmly 110% believe that Vince McMahon is going to start another promotion at some point next year. I believe that with everything I got. So let's ask the question that's been asked a lot this week by a lot of people. If he starts another promotion, if, can he be successful at it, given, again, let's assume he does settle with Janelle Grant. Now, her lawyer suggests that isn't possible. We'll see. Time will tell. Let's assume nothing else kind of comes out and this doesn't go to discovery phase. Let's assume things don't radically change. Fair?
Fair. That's fair.
Can Vince McMahon form another successful wrestling company or sports entertainment, damn it, company in 2024? Now, what do you define as success? I would say one that is viable. I don't... Do you understand what I'm saying? What can he do this?
I am going to say no, and not for the reason everybody thinks.
Go ahead.
I don't think that Vince McMahon will change the way he does things creatively. It was made abundantly clear that the wrestling fandom would prefer this type of booking and not the Vince booking we had for years. I don't think Vince can walk away from, this is my show, it's for me, fuck you.
Hope you like it, but if you don't,
I don't think that will change in his mindset, so no, because the wrestling fan is not going to stand for it.
But it is not a case of he can't get people to work for, because people like Meltzer and Alvarez have said, here's the reasons they list they don't think he can pull this off. They think number one is age. I don't factor that in because he doesn't acknowledge his age. What I mean by that is he doesn't think that way. Yeah. He thinks he's going to live to 120. Mm-hmm. But their biggest issue, and I think it's one that worth talking about, is they don't think he could get people to come work for him. Could Vince McMahon in 2024 get people to come work for him? I don't know.
No, because he can't compete right now, maybe in 2025.
You knew what the hell it meant.
I know, but you're welcome.
Okay. Let me rephrase the question. Could he in 2025 get people to come work for him? Could he build out a roster? Not, of course, of the size of what he had, but could he have a viable roster?
Probably.
You think so? Probably. Why? Just enough money to...
Well, yeah. I mean, there's going to be a couple of wrestlers out there that are still kind of loyal to Vince, probably, especially if everything blows over. And the indies are fucking stacked right now. Yeah, you're going to have to start from scratch.
Yeah.
But I think the opportunity is there.
If he starts something, it doesn't last. He can start something.
Yeah, I just don't think it'd be viable because the way he does creative isn't going to... He's not going to change that because that's not... Because
he doesn't see an issue with it.
Because that's not what forced him out of the company.
Yeah.
So, exactly. He sees
the only thing
no
he
issue.
Would do is he would sign a bunch of... He would probably sign a bunch of legal mumbo-jumbo that says, I can't have relationships of any kind that are inappropriate with
female. Yeah, probably.
I'm sure he would sign that to the utmost and be like, because I see he's got a new gal pal anyway. That isn't his wife. But whatever. Like, y'all do you, bro. I mean, y'all do. I don't know what y'all do.
The lives of rich people.
But y'all do you. I don't, I'm trying to be fair about this because obviously I'm a Vince McMahon fan. And until these things are proven beyond a shadow of a doubt, I will be a Vince McMahon fan. And even then, I'll be a Vince McMahon fan, but I'll have to separate my love for him from the reality of him as an individual as well. And we already kind of have to do that.
We have to do that with Chris Benoit.
And people can think whatever they want of that. That's fine if you think I'm a heinous human being. Whatever. I think he's really going to give this a go because he doesn't have anything else to do. Again, he doesn't view himself as near death. People on Twitter go, look, he's 78 years old. He's not going to start something. Most people at 78 years old acknowledge that they're 78 years old and probably towards the end of their life. That is not the way he nor former President Trump think. They think they have vitality and they're good to go. And, hey, we might make it to to 90. Again, Vince told Angle like 112. Very specifically.
Very specifically.
Like, so no, I don't think his age means jack shit. Because he, because even in, and I'm not so much telling you because I've told you these things, people don't understand. Vince didn't say that I couldn't become everything the UFC and Endeavor is, so that's why I merged. Vince said I didn't want to take another 10 years to do it. Vince said it would take me 10 years to get where we would be now if I didn't, you know, if I didn't merge. He did not say I couldn't do 10 years. There's no way I could do it. Vince is going to, in my estimation, because and hate is a hell of a motivator, people. In my estimation, he views the WWE and probably TKO to have turned his back on him over allegations at this point. And so he's going to spend the rest of his life trying to shove it up their ass.
Yeah, probably. He's a very vindictive individual.
Because, you know, let's be honest, I certainly am not privy to this information, but it appears that Vince and Linda are only married on paper these days.
I think it's always been that way.
Well, you know, there was a point where she was the CEO and he was the chairman. They were working together on a daily basis in WWE, so they certainly had a lot of contact with one another.
I mean, that doesn't mean they didn't make a deal a long time ago.
It appears they're living entirely separate lives in 2024. It appears.
That's fair.
She was at WrestleMania. He was not. But, so you look at it, he's not your typical, you know, he doesn't have a wife to go home, and it's not like he doesn't have a wife that has kind of stuck by him through the years of infidelity, and that does happen. Bill Cosby is still married and living in his house with his wife, to our knowledge. Like, they clearly aren't, well, I shouldn't say clearly, we don't know. They do not appear to be an official item anymore, fair? So he doesn't have someone, he doesn't appear he has someone to go home to. He is not driven by the usual things of, you know, let me play with the grandkids and yada yada. I'm not saying he doesn't enjoy those things. I'm sure he does, but I don't think he's fulfilled by them. What he's fulfilled by is, in a weird way, the business he hates, the wrestling business. That's his purpose for life, for years. And even if he has kind of mellowed out, and I don't believe that at all, I don't think he wants this to be his exit, because his exit currently is Walt Disney broke bad and is now disgraced from the company that he helped, well, that he essentially created on the backs of others, but his vision created the ability to be a global phenomenon that he could no longer have anything to do with. And I don't think that's a good exit for Vince McMahon in his mind. And so if he can't get back into it, you remember the NWO promos?
I remember.
If anyone's going to kill my creation, I'm going to do it.
It's scary how close some of his storylines were to real life.
Look, I think that's happening. I think it's happening. I don't think he kills at all the WWE by any stretch. I'm not,
oh, no.
But can he make a viable third company from a money-making standpoint? Absolutely.
I don't think so.
You don't think he can make money in 2024, 2025, pardon me,
I don't think
on the
so.
Rest of them? Is that just because of the creative?
It's just because of the creative. There's always going to be that section that aren't going to watch it because of Vince.
Sure.
And then there's going to be the wrestling fan that's going to tune in because it's wrestling, and it's Vince, and they're going to see the same old bullshit that they hated on Raw that was 4 years ago, and they're going to turn it off.
Ryan says my favorite guy to talk about is Vince. That's not really true. Ryan, if he would stay on the news, I don't talk about him.
He talked about Will Ospreay. Not as much of me, bro.
That's not Ryan. That's not fair, Ryan. That's an unfair criticism. Let's be honest. There's more to talk about with him than there is Roman Reigns right now.
So I don't.
Fair?
I don't think
fair.
That's fair, but I don't think that like
I don't hate
it's talking. Because of the amount of times we have to talk about Vince. I think the fans, or dozens of fans,
sure,
see you light up when we talk about Vince McMahon.
Well, there's a part of me that will always admire him, because I've mentioned this to you. I've mentioned this to Ryan. There's a contrarian part of me that enjoys when someone goes, "Fuck you."
Well, sure.
And
he doesn't like that sometimes.
And I think it's exciting, in the sense of, forget about our opinion of the man for a hot second. Forget about it for a hot second, okay?
Oh yeah,
for a hot second.
I'll try.
Vince McMahon involved in the wrestling business, running a wrestling company that's not the WWE, competing against the WWE. How is that not exciting to think about?
Oh no, it's fucking wild.
How would that not perk up the world of like, if you're a wrestling fan, how does that not perk you up? Because let's be honest, in any folklore, you can say WWE, the global phenomenon, right? Boom, 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 being ran by the son-in-law, boom, 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 versus the guy that built the WWE into a global phenomenon but was pushed out of his own company because of his own misdeeds, the shit writes itself.
I mean, you're not wrong.
And so, like, if you're not excited by that, check your engine, give it some gas. Like, oh, and by the way, that gives more people a place to work. So the story's cool. Like, it's like art imitating life and life imitating art. Like Ryan, I love you, but that's just, yeah, well, it isn't because, oh, he loves to talk about Vince.
You do, though.
Do we talk about him when he's on the news?
Well, no, I'm just saying. You do enjoy talking about Vince updates.
Sure.
It's one of your favorite things.
Why not?
I think that's what he's saying.
I don't know,
because it's through message, so I can't get the tone of the statement.
I think Ryan wishes we would talk about Roman Reigns for hours.
I can't.
Here's what Roman Reigns is doing. He's filming a movie.
Yeah, Roman.
Here's what Roman Reigns is doing. He's being a charisma vacuum.
Film that movie.
Here's what Roman Reigns is doing.
Make that money.
Here's what Roman Reigns is doing. He's being a poor man's Hulk Hogan. That's what he's doing. But nobody wants to talk about that.
I'm acknowledging Roman Reigns. I bet his movies are better than Hogan's.
If that's the standard, that's like saying I'll bet he walks better than me.
Hey, that is the when you start off as an actor from the world of wrestling, yes, that is the first barometer. If you can't beat that barometer, you're fucked. Because his movies didn't really pan out all that well. He tried. I'm not bashing on Hulk Hogan for getting stuck in bad movies. Shit happened. He tried.
Santa with muscles. Hell yeah.
Suburban Commando was always my favorite.
No holds barred with Zeus.
Suburban Commando, damn it.
Let's move it along. Let's move it along. We'll see what happens. But you think Vince is going to start a company?
Sure, why not?
Yes or no, Vince starts a company in 2025.
Yeah.
This is going to be fun.
If he stays out of prison, yes.
Damn, this is going to be interesting to talk about.
Yay.
God, this is fun. In a report on the upcoming WWE draft from Fightful Select, it said WWE will once again be trying to make a true third brand, similar to how it was presented at Survivor Series 2019. This will likely involve Raw and SmackDown talent being drafted to NXT. I'm all for this, Jason. What say you?
Oh, I'm down. I love it. It makes it feel like everybody's important.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's another gimmick to get NXT guys moved up, another gimmick to, like, say you're kind of floundering on Raw or SmackDown, maybe you can go back to NXT. I think it's a smart move, and it would make more sense. And if they stick to it and they can do trades in the middle of the year, if someone's story's not working out or they're not getting hot or whatever. So I think it's smart. But just like all the time when we talk about this, it's only going to be as good as they
push
make it matter.
Make it matter.
The second we get, oh, free pass to come over to fucking Raw and you're a SmackDown superstar, it's all out the window.
All right. WWE President Nick Khan wasn't ready to announce the location of WrestleMania 2025 just yet, but he said you can assume it won't be an outdoor East Coast stadium again, and it won't go head-to-head with the Final Four again. Las Vegas is one of the center consideration. So we can add Las Vegas along with Minnesota.
Hooray!
Today it's come out that maybe WrestleMania will be in May.
May?
Well, let's read it. Let's read it. Let's read it together.
That's weird.
Let's read it together.
They could still come to the shoe, though. They do it in May.
You know, well, hey, WWE, where tradition dies because we like to forget our history.
Fair.
Said that. Said that with the lights and camera on.
Action.
Like, I don't.
People you didn't share this story, so I can't read it.
Yeah, I will. I'll read. I'll share it right now.
Oh, okay.
Share it right now. Hold your horses, pal.
I can't.
Bow.
I need to know now.
Well,
what are they going to do? They're going to turn this off.
Nobody needs to know anything now.
I mean, I don't know. Sometimes you need to know information post haste.
Post haste.
Post haste.
Post haste. Look, I think we can forget about the shoe until they ever put a roof on it.
True. Not if it's in May. It's fine.
It's still kind of cold in May.
It's like 80 degrees outside now.
Yeah, but it's not. But it's going to get colder starting tomorrow.
It won't last all that long.
Do they want it? And plus, I got to tell you, I got to tell you right now, WWE's playing with fire on these outdoor shows.
Why?
On these outdoor shows with no roof.
Because of the weather?
Because at some point, especially like Cleveland, like it don't rain here. Are you kidding me? Like at some point, they're not going to get the rain to go away.
To be fair, that was well picked because if there was any month with the least chance of rain, that would be the
month of August, yeah.
Probably fucking August.
But for me, I'm like, I appreciate y'all's cojones, and these are fun to watch, right? These outdoor shows. But at some point, you're gonna get federally because guess what? It rained all day.
It's fine.
What happens?
What do you mean? It's fine.
Well, it's unsafe to wrestle in a wet ring.
Well, no, you just put the top on. It's fine.
What do you mean top on?
Like they have the
like the giant ring looking thing?
Yeah. The canopy. You put a canopy over the ring.
That'll ruin the shot.
They've done it before. They've had stuff over it before. It doesn't have to be like right above the ring. You put it up high, you stretch out the things, the ropes, attach them to girders, call it a day. It's fine. Wrestling fans sit in a fucking poncho and watch wrestling. It's fine.
The girders.
I will.
The girders.
You're down, dude.
Did you say girders?
I did say girders. I don't know what else to call the big, tall fucking things that they put out
there. Girders.
I assume it's a girder. Am I wrong? If I'm wrong, please tell me. Let me know so I don't sound like an idiot next time I talk about this. It'll be fine.
Oh, I went to the wrong damn site.
Oh,
that's
for
why.
Fuck's sakes.
That's why. That is why.
WrestleMania 50 in the shoe, damn it. It's got to happen. It would be cool.
In a follow-up, Fightful is now reporting that the idea of WrestleMania taking place in May rather than the end of March or April has been discussed internally. While this doesn't confirm that WrestleMania will indeed be making the move to May, it might just make sense.
It might.
Think about it.
There's a lot less competition.
Good. What would you think about WrestleMania being in May? I don't like it simply because it breaks away from that tradition. And it isn't an events thing. You know me, I'm a tradition all the way guy.
No.
Like, it's not even an events thing.
I think it'd be weird for the first couple of years, and then we'd just get used to it.
Everything just get used to it.
Because it'd feel like forever in between whenever they decide to go to May. So, like, say it's WrestleMania 43 or 44 or 45.
Or 41.
Or 41. It's going to be an adjustment. Because we're waiting two more months for WrestleMania than what we normally do. But I think we'd get used to the changing of the time, and it'd be all right.
Mania in May.
I'm not saying it's not weird. Not saying it's not weird.
Mania
it would be fucking
in
weird.
May.
But after a while, we'd just be like, all right.
Mania in May.
As long as it's good. Because at the end of the day, as long as it's good, it doesn't fucking matter. It matters, but it doesn't matter.
Well,
as long as you are entertained.
Mania in May. That would be interesting.
There's a catchphrase right there.
That'd be the first year. Mania in May! All right, and finally, the Wrestling Observer notes they were told a few weeks ago that unlike Vince McMahon and John Laurinaitis, Brock Lesnar will actually be back in WWE at some point. It's just not clear when that will be. That said, it won't be anytime soon. So great, we know nothing, but he will be back sometime, maybe kind of, sort of.
Brock's being Brock. That's, yeah.
I've come further to the conclusion, and sorry, Ryan, we have to say his name now, that because Vince is gone, Brock's having a fit.
Probably. That's what happened last time.
Yep.
I think that's a fair assumption to make.
Yeah. By the way, if Vince really does, there's one of your first employees.
How long is his no-compete clause? And he's got to get out of his contract first.
Well, his contract's up at like WrestleMania 41.
Oh. All right.
Yeah, it works.
There you go.
Yeah, it works. a motivated Brock Lesnar and Vince McMahon against the WWE is a scary thought. I'm not going to lie. All of a sudden, he's doing the Shooting Star Press again.
Oh, my God. Don't ever do that again, please.
All right. Let's talk Brock for a second before we go to Raw.
Okay.
Will Brock Lesnar be back in the WWE? I mean wrestling the company.
Yes.
Like, obviously, someday he'll do a Hall of Fame induction or something. Yes. But will he wrestle again for the WWE?
Yes.
When might that be?
SummerSlam?
Maybe.
He likes SummerSlam.
Yeah, he works
like
it a lot.
His fucking show.
He
man.
Works it a lot.
SummerSlam.
Some say he's Mr. SummerSlam.
Ooh, he could wrestle Cody.
And become the new reigning.
No.
Defending.
Cody can beat him again. It's fine.
I don't want that.
I'm sorry? I don't want to have to drive to Cleveland to watch it live, but I'm gonna.
You know, because if Cody Rhodes were to go against the Conqueror, it's fine. The reigning.
But he's not. But he's not.
Undisputed.
But he's not.
WWE. Actually, I think it's the Undisputed WWE Championship now.
I think so. But yeah, taking away he's not that anymore.
But he could be if he faced Cody Rhodes at SummerSlam.
He could be, but he won't be.
Well, why?
Because Cody's going to win.
Why?
Because it's...
But he couldn't beat him in a real fight.
It's Cody. Okay.
Damn it, if we're about the suspension of disbelief.
The fucking Jack Perry excuse?
What's that?
That's what everybody said, that it would ruin Jack Perry's career, that they showed the video because he got punked out for 3 seconds.
Well, no, that's different.
Is it?
Doesn't fit my narrative.
Ah, there it is.
Do you have kids? Looking for a fun, inviting way to wear them out and help them stay healthy and fit? Then look no further, my friends. WrestleFit Junior is exactly what you're looking for. Certified personal trainer and pro wrestler Superman Onyx will treat your mini you to a fitness program like no other. With exercises like running the ropes to tire flips and combining healthy eating habits and personal accountability, your child will earn the conditioning of a pro wrestler without the bumps. Stop by the Now Training Center at 625 Eastgate Parkway, Blacklick, Ohio 43004, or visit WrestleFitJr.com on Facebook for class schedules and book an appointment today.
I'm losing track of the knobs here. Sorry. Because I got to... Travis echoes if I'm not, like, over here paying attention to him talking, so I got to turn him up.
Quit messing with my knob. God damn.
Who matches up in front of you?
No, I expected you to do it, but I'll do it.
Oh, okay, because I'm not doing enough. Oh, the new world champion?
I need a second.
The new champion for All Elite Wrestling?
Yeah.
Mr. Samoa Joe?
Stop talking to me a second.